The research shows that after 30 years old, we're losing 3 to 5% of our muscle mass each decade. And I hope to do this job for as many decades as I possibly can.
Does that sound like you? Are you struggling to work with your bovine patients on a daily basis? Could you improve your physical health? Join me as I have a conversation with Dr. Keely Shine, an AABP member who is a private practice owner, also the owner of a CrossFit gym, and a Navy veteran. How does she fit in her physical activity during her busy day? What are some nutrition tips for that ambulatory bovine veterinarian? And why is physical health so important to us in cattle practice? Join me for this interesting conversation about improving your physical health to increase sustainability in bovine practice. Welcome to our show, Keely. Please introduce yourself for our listeners.
Hi, everyone. My name's Keely Shine. I am a large animal veterinarian here in southern Louisiana, and I am excited to be here today.
Great. Keely, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, because this is a podcast that everybody that knows me knows I'm a little bit passionate about exercise and all that. And our topic today is the importance of physical health in bovine practice. So tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and also you have a military background as well. So you're a vet veterinarian. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am a 2022 grad of LSU down here in Louisiana, and I have an ambulatory large animal practice, Shine Veterinary Services. I also own a CrossFit gym here in Louisiana that my husband and I run together, and I'm also a veteran. So I joined the Navy before I went to vet school back in 2013, took a little break after my undergraduate studies, did 4 years active duty, and then joined the Navy Reserves, where I've been for actually coming up on 7 years now. So I'll have my 11-year anniversary this spring. So I'm also in the Navy Reserves doing that as well.
You sound like an incredibly busy person already, Keely. So thank you for your service to our country. I think that's wonderful that you are able to do that with your busy life. So you're a 2022 grad, and did you start your own practice?
I sure did. I graduated in 2022, spent the summer doing my preceptorship that Louisiana required at the time out in Texas. And in September of 2022, started my own ambulatory practice covering pretty much the entire southern Louisiana area.
And what type of patients do you see? Is it mixed animal?
Predominantly large animal. I don't really do much small animal, but cows, horses, goats, pigs, chickens, you name it, I probably see it.
That is great. And how about, did you feel prepared to start your own practice right out of vet school? I have met so many younger members that have just hung out their own shingle, and I really think that's awesome, and it's just a wonderful contribution to the profession. So how prepared did you feel that you were ready to start your own business?
It was crazy. I never envisioned myself working for somebody else coming right out of school. And I was really lucky to have some just great mentors through school that pretty much threw me in the deep end on my rotations and said, sink or swim, figure it out, call me if you have questions. And so they really helped me come into my own confidence as far as veterinary medicine went. But I really think my Navy background also set me up for success there. From the minute I joined the Navy, I was an officer. And so they put me in charge of a division in front of about 20 sailors and said, all right, you're in charge. Good luck. And here we are. So graduating school, I knew I liked to do things my own way. And again, I have great mentors that I still call a couple of times a week with, hey, I just saw this crazy thing. Can you help me out? And so they've been really great in supporting me so far in my own endeavors.
And again, I want to tell our listeners, whenever I hear the word mentorship from one of our guests, either someone talking about their mentors now that they're well into their career or a new, relatively recent graduate, that's so important. If you're not signed up for our AABP mentorship program, if you want to be a mentor, I'm going to include some links to that in our show notes, because it's just such a wonderful program and a wonderful way to help the next generation of veterinarians. So we're going to shift gears a little bit here.
I'm a CrossFit junkie. I go to CrossFit every day here in my town in Ashland. I've done that now for 7 years. I'm still terrible at it, but I still enjoy doing it every single morning. So you have you own a CrossFit gym as well. Is that correct?
I sure do. Just down the road here, we opened in the middle of COVID, which is probably the craziest thing we've ever done. And we're still going strong 4 years later.
So tell us, what is CrossFit for members that may not be aware of it, and a little bit about that business?
I could get into the nitty gritty, what the definition of CrossFit is, but at its core, it's functional fitness. It's moving for better health. It's a little bit of everything: cardio, gymnastics, weightlifting, bodybuilding, you name it. We're probably doing it in a CrossFit gym, and it is functional fitness, high intensity training. So my business, we actually literally opened in the middle of COVID. We got sent home in the spring of 2020 for our quarantine. And my husband and I were sitting there staring at each other. Now, what do we do? I've got COVID school. He's in the military. He was still quarantined at home. And we said, why don't we open a CrossFit gym? The military at the time wasn't letting him go to public gyms. So we said, heck, we'll just open our own. And so we started a CrossFit gym in a pretty small town, about 20 minutes from where we actually live, and got our first members in November of 2020.
And how many members do you have that come to your gym?
We're pretty small. So we stick somewhere around 40 to 50, depending on the month. But we're a pretty tiny little gym.
Yeah, that's neat. That's really great. And the classes, they're all coached. Is that correct?
They certainly are. That's the cool thing about CrossFit is I like to think of it as personal training in a group setting. So you have a coach that has been certified by CrossFit. They've gone to the training course. They know what they're doing, and they pay very special, close attention to every member in that class. So nobody's doing anything unsafe. Everybody's moving really well. And it's 60 minutes of a warm up, get into the specific movements that day, a good workout and a good cool down. And our slogan that we borrowed from some friends of ours is best hour of their day. And so we try to make it the best 60 minutes every time you come to class. And that's what we do.
I remember when I started CrossFit, when I was in bovine practice, probably the first 20 years, I did not exercise one single day. I felt I was an active person. Then when I turned 40, I started running and ran in 5Ks, ran a marathon. And then when I took the job with AABP, I ran because I wanted to be by myself after being in the public eye all day. And then when I joined AABP and I had more of an office job, I joined CrossFit and have really enjoyed it. Tell us a little bit about your fitness and exercise journey. How did you get involved in CrossFit, and what is some of your history there in your physical fitness?
So I remember back my senior year of high school, my best friend, who was always just the most in shape girl that I knew, she was playing, you know, sports, went to college playing sports. And so her and her dad were always doing these crazy workouts. And that was back really before CrossFit was even well known, but they were following like the CrossFit.com websites. They'd get published every day and they would do it at home. And so she came and stayed with me a little bit before we graduated high school, and she was just visiting and she was doing these workouts every day. And I thought they looked pretty neat. And so that's where my CrossFit journey started, was back in my senior year of high school where I was first exposed to it. Fast forward a few years, I got stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. And right down the road from where I lived was a CrossFit gym, CrossFit Little Creek. And that is the first CrossFit gym I ever went to. And I hold every gym, even my own, to the standards there, because the coaches there just really shaped my view of CrossFit. And so I started a little over 10 years ago at CrossFit Little Creek in Virginia. And so I was new to the Navy at the time, still figuring that out. And at the time, I was just coming off of a surgery on both of my shins where I was not able to run very much. And so at the time, the Navy required that you be able to run a mile and a half, and I couldn't until a little bit after I got to Virginia. And I found this CrossFit gym that, you know, my idea was I was going to get really good at everything else. And so maybe the running would come easy. And what do you know? You can do CrossFit for a whole year and your running improves even if you're not running that much. And so that's where I got started. We then got stationed, well, my husband got stationed in Texas. I followed him out there when I left active duty. And that's where I first started coaching, was when I left active duty. I said, you know what? I really like this CrossFit thing. Let me go get my level one trainer certification and see if anybody will hire me as a coach. And so I got my feet wet coaching one or two classes a week back in 2017. And then vet school brought me to Louisiana and I started coaching a little bit more. Coached my first and second year of school. I was coaching the 5 and 6 a.m. classes and then going to class every day. And so that brings us here where we are. We opened our gym. I'm still coaching or working out every morning. And just trying to be as in shape as I can, because this job is not easy for anybody, but it's certainly not easy if you don't have a little bit of strength. And I still find myself questioning, I think I'm a pretty strong person. And there's just some cases where I'm like, wow, that kicked my butt more than I think it should have for somebody who can squat pretty heavy and bench press pretty heavy, et cetera.
Yeah, agree completely. I still find that I do a little bit of practice, again, helping out a local veterinarian. I find myself thinking I'm in good shape, but the cows can tell us otherwise some days. Let's talk a little bit about that, because CrossFit, I think the cool thing about it is that, like you said, it's functional fitness, it's cardio and weight training. And when I was running, I did only cardio. And the cardio at CrossFit, you could be on a bike, you could be on an air runner, you could row. This morning, we rode 1,500 meters and did some kettlebell work. Talk a little bit about why that's important. Why is it important for us to do weight training as well as cardiovascular exercise?
Not knocking the cardio. It's not my favorite, but it's great for your heart health. But specifically for our job, just the first example that comes out to my mind is just a few weeks ago, I was by myself. I had the producer was out of town, so he had his son-in-law there to help me with a prolapse. And this cow was not down in a great position. And that dang uterus was heavy. And it took every ounce of my strength just to get this uterus back into this cow. And so that is just a very textbook example of why we should be strong. But our job can be physically demanding in a lot of different ways. And yes, I spend probably 7 or 8 hours in my truck every day. So it's seated. But when I'm out on the farm, I might have to be climbing over fences, tying legs different ways, being in just positions that aren't really natural for your body. And if you don't have the strength to support those movements, you're really prone to injury. If you're out there palpating a couple hundred head of cows and you don't have good arm strength, wow, you're just putting yourself in a bad position to do some rotator cuff damage, for your arm to just get really tired really quick. And so I see all day the practical application of, I'm climbing in and out of my truck, I'm having to carry buckets with stuff to float teeth for horses. And that's just the black and white of it. But the other part of it, we're in this career for years and years, and the research shows that after 30 years old, we're losing 3 to 5% of our muscle mass each decade. And I hope to do this job for as many decades as I possibly can. And I'm in that 30-year-old decade right now where I'm going to start losing 3 to 5% of my muscle mass. And if I'm not doing something to either stop that or reverse it and gain muscle, I'm just going to be so much more prone to injury in my career. And I don't think the longevity is going to be there without that requisite muscle mass to do the things we need to in our job. I could see me burning out very quickly from this job and having an injury that sidelines me or just getting too hurt that 10 years from now, I might not be able to do this job without the strength to do it.
And I also think I've noticed since I have done CrossFit, and you mentioned those are coached classes to prevent you from getting hurt while you're doing these lifts, is that I listen to my body more. I pay attention more to my body. If I'm lifting up a prolapse, I'm not using my back. That's a deadlift, right? If I'm palpating cows, the position of my body to the cow, I pay a little bit more attention to that. So what are your thoughts? You mentioned prevention of injuries. Coaches, when you're in a CrossFit gym, they help you make sure your body is in the correct position. Do you think that's also applicable to just how we use our bodies on farms?
Definitely. And I think just coming from I see myself when I'm in a class and I'm being coached, I have a little bit more awareness of where my body is in space. And we're really good coaches and athletes wise, just knowing how to move in a safe manner. And on the farm, I know if, like you said, a prolapse is a deadlift, I know how to do that movement without rounding my back too much and throwing out my back. Or if I'm pushing something overhead, how to use my core to help me do that. And so I think we have a really good awareness of that mind-muscle connection of where our body is in space and how to move safely. And coaches help do that. Pretty tough on my members, and my coaches are pretty tough on me. And if they see something, they're going to say something. If I'm moving in a dumb way, they're going to say, what are you doing? And yeah, I definitely see how that carries over into our jobs and being able to move in a safe way. But I just feel like we have a better idea of where we're moving in space, and that really prevents injury if you're not moving in a dumb way or lifting with your back or those kinds of things.
I mentioned previously that I thought I was in good shape because I ran a marathon. Then when I went to CrossFit, I remember, number one, how I couldn't lift anything. I was weak. I probably had a lot of muscle loss. And I think the other thing is that I remember I could hardly lift my arms over my head after the first week of working out. I was so sore. My muscles were so sore because I wasn't using them. Talk to cattle veterinarians out there, Keely. What are your thoughts on pushing ourselves to exercise when we think we're in shape? Because, hey, we work with cattle all day and we rustle cattle all day and do this and that. We must be in good shape just because of that.
There is something to be said for farm strength. So a lot of these veterinarians are probably pretty strong, which is going to serve them well in CrossFit. But the thing that I think is important, and even if you don't do CrossFit, that's what I love, and I think everybody should do it, but building some muscle mass and building some strength so that you can do those things and those movements and those jobs correctly, I think is what's really important. Before I started CrossFit, I thought I was strong too. It will humble you very quickly, and you'll be very sore probably for a very long time doing CrossFit. And that's, I tell people, it doesn't get any easier necessarily. We just find ways to make it harder once you get good at something in CrossFit. And so finding that next skill, finding that next weight that we can lift, just all I think carries into getting ourselves a little bit healthier to do this job. Because sure, we can go out and muscle something into place and use brute force to get it where we need it, but there's a way to work smarter as well. And that's being a little bit stronger and just moving your body a little bit better, that functional fitness aspect of it, being able to move in ways that are a little bit safer and better for your body.
Okay, Keely, the other thing that I think some people are probably thinking is, wow, Fred and Keely, I'm working like 10 hours a day right now. When am I ever going to have find time to exercise? How do we get into that habit, that daily habit of having exercise, which is recommended by doctors to get out there and do 30 to 60 minutes of exercise at least 3 days a week, preferably 5 days a week? How do we get into that habit?
I like this question a lot because it was actually the question at my vet school interview when we talked about CrossFit, and they said, what if you don't have time because you're going to be so busy studying? And I told them, I said, I will always find time to work out. If I have to do it at 4 o'clock in the morning, I will. And you can make a very short workout very effective should you need it. And so maybe everybody doesn't have a whole hour that they can dedicate to going to a CrossFit gym, because it's more than that. It's your drive there, it's your drive home. So really we're talking an hour and a half of time that maybe you don't have in your schedule right now. But you can do strength training workouts at home, at the office, with odd objects. Something that we do at my gym is we program at home variations of all of our workouts. So no matter what the workout is, there is an at home variation that you can do at your house. And so that cuts down some drive time. Maybe you don't do as long of a warm up as we would at the gym. And you can still do a very effective 20 to 30 minute workout at home, probably with stuff you have laying around the house, some bricks, some gallons of water, suitcases, anything that has a little bit of weight to it that you can lift. You can do some very functional fitness at home and get that 30 to 60 minutes of working out in 3 to 5 days a week. if you need to get up a little bit earlier, it also is about creating a habit. And so I've got a few gym members that swore up and down they would never come to 5 a.m. because they're not morning people. And what do you know? They got different jobs that the only class time they could come to was 5 a.m. And so they're there with me every day, getting that workout in and getting out the door to work before the sun even comes up. And so sometimes it's a change in your daily habits, whether you go at the very beginning of your day or the very end of your day. Most CrossFit gyms have a 5 or 5:30 a.m. class that tends to be the most popular. And they probably is also an evening class as well. So that you could certainly try and make it to one of those. But again, even if you can't make it to the gym, any kind of strength training that you can do at home for a few minutes, a couple times a week, is just going to set you up for success in the long run.
Yeah, I agree. I go at 5:30, occasionally 4:30 if I have to catch a plane early in the morning. And I also drop in when I travel a lot with AABP, and I'll drop in at gyms, which is the cool thing about CrossFit. You can drop in a community you're in. And I've been in CrossFit gyms all over the U.S., been in a couple in Canada. And so that's a really cool thing to do, keep you in shape when you're traveling too. So let's talk a little bit about mental health, Keely, because I have found, we all recognize that veterinarians suffer from burnout, compassion fatigue, and other mental problems. But I think that getting into a daily exercise routine, taking care of your body, is a great way to deal with some of those mental health challenges, being around supportive people, having fun while you're taking care of yourself. How do you feel the two interplay, physical health and mental health?
I think they're both extremely closely connected. There's plenty of research out there that shows that there's a link to improved mental health, decreased depression and anxiety when you're getting regular physical activity, physical fitness. For me personally, I see it. It's my 1 hour of the day where I don't answer the phone, my work phone and my personal phone, go in my cubby at the gym. It's my 1 hour where I can just focus on me. I don't have to worry about all the patients, all the clients that are calling my phone before the sun even comes up. And I just have that at 5 a.m., that 1 hour to get my mind focused on me. If I'm feeling tired or angry about we messed up a case the day before and it just didn't go how we wanted, I have that 1 hour to just focus on me, focus on my physical fitness. And that really, I notice a difference when I don't get that 1 hour to start my day. I notice that my mental health is not as great. It also helps, personally, it helps me sleep better to get my workout in, and getting at least 7 hours of sleep at night is also important to my mental health. So there's other kind of tangents there that I notice that it touches, it affects. If I get a good workout, I get good sleep, and I'm just a better human for my patients, for my family, for my friends. That's for me personally, that's a non-negotiable in my life is, If you want me to show up and be a happy person, you better make sure I get a workout in. And there's all kinds of research out there to show that. And that's, you're right. We have a mental health problem, a crisis in veterinary medicine. And I think a lot of it, I'm not saying it's going to fix it. There's so many other things out there that we need help with. But I think dedicating that time to your own personal fitness will just carry over in only positive ways to the rest of your life.
Yeah. And I have found that when I do decide that, let's say I was out late the evening before and I don't get up to go to the gym and I even sleep that extra hour and a half, I'm more tired by 9 a.m. than I am if I get up at 4:30 in the morning and get ready and get into the gym. It definitely energizes your day. It is the best hour of the day. I couldn't agree more, Keely. I think the other thing that I like about CrossFit or any type of functional fit program, whatever you want, is the focus on nutrition. We cannot exercise our way out of a bad diet. We all know how important nutrition is for our beef cattle and dairy cattle and calves. And we live in a truck. The easy thing to do is to pull through McDonald's and eat a really bad meal, not to pick on McDonald's, but any type of processed or fast food, although there are healthy options at several restaurants, making sure to plan and being nutritionally focused is also important. What do you coach to your members about their nutrition that might be applicable to that ambulatory bovine veterinarian?
that's one of the other things I just get really amped up about is nutrition. And I love helping my members with their nutrition. And so for me, I do find if I don't plan my day and I don't go into it, you know, having meals prepped and ready to go, I will stop at every gas station I see because I need a snack and a drink. And that's, I have an assistant that rides with me part-time and she knows if we pass a racetrack gas station, we're probably stopping because I need a snack and a drink. So I have to pack my cooler with a little thought when we start the day and put lots of snacks. And we have a meal prep company that delivers prepped meals to our gym, which really helps me out. I always have a breakfast and a lunch that I take in my cooler with me in the truck and I have it ready to go. And that is key for me. And that's a lot of people, when I'm talking to my members about their nutrition, a lot of them will say if they don't have a plan, they don't think about it ahead of time, that's where they fail. If they just try to wing it one day, it doesn't really go very well. But what gets tracked gets paid attention to. And so for me, I track my macros. And so some of you out there might be familiar with that, but that's for me, that's what I do. I track my daily protein, carbohydrate, and fat intake, and I can make different meals work through that. And so when I do find myself on the road a little bit longer and I've run out of snacks, I know what proportions I have left of those things. And I can go in the racetrack gas station and get a thing of fruit and some beef jerky and hit the numbers that I need to hit to make sure that I'm not eating in excess or that I'm not under eating, which will also make you feel not very good if you're not fueling your body appropriately. And something that, you know, as a large animal veterinarian that also goes into that, in Louisiana, it is just really hot in the summer. Last summer was especially terrible with the drought and record number of hot days here. And we might exert ourselves more than you think you do, especially if you're working out. And so you're out there working a 10-hour day in the 100-degree weather, and you did an hour workout in the morning, and you probably got 14,000 steps in, plus your CrossFit workout. Making sure you're eating enough to support your body is also just as important as making sure you're not eating too much. And so that also goes into the nutrition aspect of it, your hydration, making sure that you're replenishing what you're losing, especially as we're getting. Today's like the first warm day we've really had here in Louisiana. So that's on my mind right now as I was sweating this morning during appointments. I need to make sure I'm drinking water and I eat something good for lunch before we get back out there this afternoon. And that's the other part of it is making sure you're eating enough.
I really like how you mentioned those macros, tracking your protein. We're in the animal protein production business in beef and dairy cattle. And that's one of the things I like about CrossFit is making sure that you're eating enough protein as well as carbs and fat. And they support a diet that is, they support all kinds of diets, but animal-based protein is important to make sure that you have the macros needed to build your muscle mass and sustain you. Agree completely. Finally, Keely, I'm sure there's some people out there that they're out of shape. They haven't been to a gym in 20, 30 years. And they're really scared to walk into that gym the first time. Maybe they've gained some weight or they have a metabolic condition. As a coach, what are some pointers to get people into that gym the first day? I was petrified.
The beautiful thing about CrossFit is that it truly is for anybody. At its core, CrossFit is for anyone. And if you have a CrossFit gym near you, if you go to CrossFit.com, you can find the closest CrossFit gym near you. There'll be probably an email address or a phone number. Reach out to them. You tell them, hey, I'd like to come. I'm really nervous. They'll give you their procedure for, you know, this is a waiver you need to sign or whatever. But I have never walked into a CrossFit gym, and I've dropped into a lot of them where they just look at a stranger and immediately start judging. Everyone is going to be just so happy to have a new person there, and do it scared. Even if you're nervous, do it scared. Show up. The coach is going to make sure that whatever you're doing that day, you're going to do it safely. They're not just going to throw the workout on the board and say, good luck, have fun, pick up the heaviest weight. No, they're going to ask you some questions. They're going to get a little history on, have you ever worked out before? Do you have any physical limitations? And they're going to work around that. So even if you've got some arthritis or you had a knee replacement, anything like that, they can modify and work around and make the workout of the day something that is appropriate for you at whatever level you are at. They're going to meet you there. They're going to challenge you. It's not going to be an easy workout. But they're going to make sure that it's appropriate for you. And so just show up. and try different ones. If you have a lot of CrossFit gyms in your area, that's the other thing I recommend to people is if you have multiple gyms in your area, do a couple trial classes at different ones. You might like a different class time better. You might like the vibe. Some people listen to different music. Maybe you don't like their music. Maybe you don't like how many people are there. Different gyms, they all are a little bit different, and that's what makes them unique. But at the core, they're all doing CrossFit. They're going to make the workout good for you, and they're going to challenge you, and they're going to push you to be better. And so just show up. Most gyms offer a free trial class of some kind. Go check it out. I don't know anybody that's ever regretted going and trying a CrossFit class.
Keely, I want to thank you so much for participating in the podcast and remind our listeners, take care of yourself mentally and physically. We only get one body and we should take care of it in whatever way you can. Walking, making sure you're doing some strength training, and getting some assistance from a coach has really helped me. And I think listening to Keely, it's helped her, and now she's helping others. So really encourage you to check out CrossFit or additional gyms in your area to make sure that you're improving your physical health, which will make you a better bovine veterinarian and help your sustainability in our industry. Keely, thank you so much for participating in our podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Fred.